Hello. You may have noticed this is not a Channel of Catastrophe episode. So, why is it going up on the Channel of Catastrophe podcast page? Well, simply because I know bugger all about how Anchor works and I can't create a separate podcast page with one account. I don't know if it's possible or not, so if it is, I'll move it later. But anyway, this podcast is the Forza Horizon 4 Naughty List. What it entails is, this is essentially a podcast which reports on offensive content in the Forza Horizon 4 livery front and the Forza Horizon 4 custom vinyl groupings. These contents will involve Nazism, racial discrimination, profanities. Remember, this is a game for families. I know I curse a lot in some of my episodes, so the irony is not lost on me in the least bit. As well as free candy vans. Those are a big no-no, for obvious reasons. I am not a moderator there. I don't have any power to do anything. But what I do have is a voice and a podcast that already exists. So if I can get some of my followers, if any of them are into Forza Horizon 4, to mass report this stuff, or even make the moderators aware and remove it, then I feel I will be making the storefront a cleaner place. Because when I got back on after years of not playing, after over a year of not playing, I noticed the storefront had gone to pot. This is the first week of collections of Naughty No-No's. Let's begin. Alright, we will start with the very first one. This one is by Wolfarex, who is a VIP. This is a person who should know better. And the offensive content on this is like that little Nazi cross you saw on, like, the medals and warplanes. Not the swastika, but that other one. It's essentially Nazi regalia, and that can offend some people, I know of that. So, the skin is for the 1929 Mercedes-Benz Super Sport Kurz Barker Roadster, and it is called Mercedes Messers. The user is Wolfarex, and that is spelled Wolfarex. The livery is spelled Mercedes Messers. It's the first one you'll see on Wolfarex's page for screener info. So, It's been downloaded 27 times, so there's a few floating around there. And as a result, it'll need to be stamped out on a C-by-C basis once the source is gone. Now, the next one is, drumroll please. This one is quite more severe than the last one. And also the same topic. Only this time it's discrimination. Yay! This is by creator XIB4TMan12, and it is called Juice. Now, I think you're going to need a description of this offending vehicle. So the library is called Juice, and pointed in big yellow letters on the side of this Lancia Stratos library, I think it is. There's in bright yellow wet letters the words gas. Yeah. And this one is, I told you this one was way worse. And two people have downloaded it. So there are two people out there who've shared this, who've downloaded this one and decided to rock it on their vehicles. Says a lot about those people. So, the next one is, this one is going to be a bit lighter fare because it's basically a free candy van. It's still a bannable offense. In fact, that's actually what I got banned for once. Yeah. I went from making a free candy van and getting banned for it for a week to making a podcast basically snitching on all those people. So yeah, the next one is a free candy van and I'm going to rat it out. This is actually also one that I reported back in the day after I realized that free candy vans were a no-no. Anyway, this is by another VIP. This is by Dandelion Train, and it's spelled Dandelion. That was a capital D at the start. And capital T, RA1N. The library name is Nice Van. And it's basically a van that has the words free candy on the side window. Again, this is what I once got banned for. So, I know it's a bannable offense. This is one I reported back then, and it looks like the downloads have been reset. which means this guy's that the action had already been taken on it the first time it was put up. Apparently, this guy didn't learn his lesson. This thing, is back. It does look slightly different because I know they removed them. But I reported it before, and here I am reporting it again. If I'm aware, the second offense is a longer, if not permanent, ban from the game, so this could be a permaban waiting to happen. Now, next to that is Forza Livery. It's Forza Livery by BomberBob17. That is capital B, lowercase O-M-B-E-R, capital B, lowercase O-B, and the number 17. No spaces. This is another free candy van. This one with different text that looks like it's been sharpied on to give that effect, but it's using one of the cursive fonts. And it's colored black, but and the free candy is in red. It's on the free part is on the top upper half of the van, upper left half of the van. And on the bottom right half of the van is the candy part. So, those are definitely need to go. Unfortunately, with this type of ones, as soon as you remove one, another one just pops right back up. And now, for the next one, a very dope-looking Halloween van. I gotta favorite this. Because that looks amazing. Artistry's insane. Anyway, back to the details. The next one is, let me find it, because I'm doing this on the fly by browsing the designs. I heard from a friend that there was some pretty nasty stuff in the Isetta, so I'm gonna go look there. Oh yay, a penis. So, this isn't the offensive stuff that I was looking for. My friend told me that he saw some KKK and Pornhub stuff. As well as some Nazi stuff. But I found a cock. That is definitely vannable. Oh yeah, and of course there's also a neon cat there and a Pikachu there, but because why not? But the offensive thing here is the penis. This is considered offensive content by the TOS. So, This one is by Tay Ivan 2363. That is one of those seed looking brackets that has flat at the end. This one will be better seen in the show notes. So I'm not even going to try to spell it here. And the thing's so bland, you're probably going to have to look for this in the show notes. But basically what it is it is a BMW iSetta with a crudely drawn cock on it side. And the cock stands out because it is, because the wiener is pointed, is paint, is against a red background. The shaft looks to be made of oval shapes. And I have no clue what the tip's made of, but it's obviously a different color. You should probably see a doctor by the first name of Get Expelled. Now, this one is obviously bad, but again, I don't see the one my friend was telling me about that was even worse. I just don't. I really don't. So, for the next one, I'm going to find another one, and I have no clue what it will be, because this is a grab bag at this point. Oh hey! Another iSetta penis! This one by Milk Z. That is M-I-L-K. Actually, no, that is capital M, lowercase I-L-K-Z-E-E. There's also the two brackets, and in those brackets are exclamation point, capital R, capital T, capital R, and those are before the actual name that denotes some sort of club they're in, or some sort of, like, clan they're in. But this one is red, with painted red with a white penis pointing upwards. So, yeah, there's another one. Now, to wrap things up, I thought I'd look at some vinyls. This is a guy with an offensive name and some offensive vinyl groups. This is a creator called Jews Love Goon. And there's some Nazi shit here. There's a Muslim caricature pretty offensive to that group of people, I'm guessing. There's a cartoon Hitler, and there's a Nazi flag. All of them have the file name of Jew, by the way, so it should be pretty easy to find them. And that's gonna wrap up this episode. So, hopefully these atrocities get cleared from the storefront so that actual creative minds can shine and their art and actual artwork can rise to the top. I'm Okami Fan 1, and this has been the Forza Horizon 4 Naughty List. Keep your eyes on the libraries.